Did you know that Port Huron Township has a historical museum? It's true, and Donnie Dudas and others out there would like to see this museum revived. He's with us right now from the Township Board of Trustees. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Paul.
Give us a little bit of the background on the Port Huron Township Historical Museum.
Okay, well, the museum is actually the old Mullane School that was at Ravenswood in Michigan.
Okay.
We moved it quite a few years ago now to behind the township office. It's got a lot of artifacts in it, but we kind of like to get it more organized,
yeah.
And that's what I'm here today, to try to get a hold of people in the township or people in the area that are from Port Huron Township that might have an item or two that we'd like to get placed in there. I've been able to track down quite a few things. As you know, it used to be its own school district out there. And we have quite a few artifacts from the school because it is Mullane.
Right.
And but I've come up with the school signs for the old beach school that was at Westwater and Beach, then became the fire hall, then it became the DPW. But articles like that, the Chippewa School, which is no longer there, was tore down. Tracing down some artifacts there, I kind of heard that Mr. Pocadillo is still out there and thriving, and I see him at church, so I know he's out there. I'm going to track him down and see what I can get from him. But articles like that. And, you know, we had that baseball diamond that was named after Roger Hyatt. We'd like to see if we can't get some information about that on Roger and get a piece of the museum dedicated to that. Port Huron Township was once an Indian reservation, and one of the members of the township has expressed interest in maybe getting a small area. I have seen the treaty from 1817 or 18 or 19, a copy of it, and maybe get a copy of that and put it in there. That's always interesting.
Absolutely. That'd be fantastic.
So, you know, and then Port Huron Township was once a great big huge apple orchard, and we've got a cider press in there. So we'll get a little bit of going around there. We also had two Boy Scout troops. One's just down to a Cub Scout pack now, but Troop 178, which was 78 under Art Cook, and then Mr. Mack and Bill Harvey, which was a fire marshal. So we have information coming on that. And then Troop 154, which was in the old wagon seal. We'd like to get some information on that, and I'm checking that and running that down. So we've got quite a bit of interest going on.
Absolutely. It sounds like you've got potential to really get this museum revived and
right.
reopened and have people come and take a look at some of this.
What we want them to do, if they have anything, is call the township or stop in at the township hall, leave a note or a message with their phone number and their name, and we'll get in touch with them. And if it's something that we can use, well, I could use everything, you know, and we'll bring it into there and see if we can work it in there.
Don't you have an old caboose there as well?
Yes, we do have a railroad caboose. And I want to give a shout out to Dan Meinhardt, or is it Meinhardt? Whatever. Anyhow, they have the railroad museum they're creating out there on the south side of the on 32nd. And he needs all the help he can get too. So if there's anybody that's a railroad buff or whatever, he's always looking for help. So, and they actually, I heard they located one of the old engines down in Kentucky, and they're going to bring it back up here.
Wow.
Going to put it on a low boy and send her up.
Fantastic.
So that's going to grow. So the township's growing.
Yeah.
And as we're talking, the Indians are looking to find some property in the St. Clair County area.
Mm-hmm.
They've looked in Port Huron Township. They've looked up in Birchville and down in Algonac. I'm not afraid to say that. And they would like to build a village.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be a great draw to the county. So give a shout out for them. So, you know, we got a lot of things going. And Port Huron Township always, you know, we're a hub. This is the eastern part of Michigan. You can't get any farther than that.
Absolutely, no doubt about it.
Yep.
You mentioned the township is growing. I guess we'll find out this year how much. It's a census year.
That's right. The census. We need everybody to fill it out. That is so important. It's private information. Nobody's going to see it. The reason we need it is we need to know the diversity. We need to know how many people are here. Mm. You know, it's a big thing. And the township and all the townships and the communities are working to get the right information in. And if there's anybody out there that needs help filling out the form or can't do it online themselves, Benita Davis, the clerk, has said, come out to us at the township and we'll help you fill it out and get the information in.
Great. What else is on the horizon in the township? What's going on out there?
God, I wish there was a lot more going on. There is always a ton of sure. stuff going on. We're always trying to move some property. Yeah. We'd like to see the old Kmart's filled. That is.
Yeah.
And again, the railroad, we're hoping Amtrak will do something with the new station. They keep looking. They mm-hmm. keep drawing and that. There's bike paths going to be continuing down Griswold Road, connecting the trails for across the trestle from downtown mm-hmm. and that. And that's all been worked out, the county and the township and Southeastern Michigan Council of Government have been all working together right. to bring that to effect. We're one of the luckier townships. We're in away from the lake, but we do have some water coming up all over, and yeah. we're getting to that point in the year where the water's going to come up.
Oh, for sure. That river's going to start to rise.
Yep, and the state has lacked some of the permitting along the shore. It's still got to be done by a professional, and they're going to have to file for permit, but if they don't have it, they're supposed to be able to get it and get it done. Yeah. Got to protect the riverbank.
Absolutely.
You know, that sort of thing. That's what we're at.
In the meantime, if anybody has any of those artifacts that might be a nice fit at the Port Huron Township Historical Museum, they can simply call the township or stop by the office, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Good deal. Donnie, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Don Dudas with us on WPHM. It is 7:48 now.